Streams up, and we're live. Good morning. This is the cycling vlog of March 15th, 2018. And we're going to discuss workout intensity this morning. And for those that have been following along, I'm in Northeast Ohio. And obviously, certain times of the year, it is very hard to get outside and train. And we're trying to work around those things as we start to move towards the season. Next month is actually the first time trial in the Deerfield season, Deerfield series. Also, for the very ambitious, the Hinkley Duathlon is also at the end of April. So check that out as well if you're a multi-sport type person where you want to run and bike. But this morning specifically, I want to talk about the workout intensity as far as cycling goes. I'm going to say at this point, there's enough break-in and getting over certain sorenesses that two workouts a week, you can actually up the intensity to where you're hitting it pretty hard, getting into the 160, 170 range on your heart rate monitor and staying there for a little bit. And if you're lucky enough to get outside, which there's that white powdery stuff on the ground today, so that's probably not going to happen for me. But even if you get in a position where you got to do the death march back, once in a while, that's okay too, because good weather is upon us, or coming hopefully, and so we can just start moving into better levels of fitness as far as the intensity goes. I would still try to keep the workouts to that hour and a half range, possibly 2 hours if you're really, really wanting to stretch it. No more than 2 hours. Not in mid-March. I wouldn't do that just yet. There's a time for that, and it's not now. Especially when you're looking at, again, if you're just into time trialing, the efforts are only going to be half hour. If you do the full length, you're shooting for the hour mark. So for March, anything more than an hour and a half, 2 hours, you're pounding yourself into the ground for nothing. So, but that's what I have for this morning. Turn it up at least, well, we'll shoot for twice a week for now. That's what I'm going to do. And we'll go from there. Keep monitoring what you eat. You want to sort of add all this in layers. And by June, you will have a really good snapshot of your fitness, your nutrition, your rest. I forgot to add this. When you're cataloging your day, if you happen to have an exceptional day, for some reason, whether it's overall well-being or a good workout or whatnot, or if you're having a day where you struggle, take some notes of that. And then as you go back through the timeline, you'll kind of see how things add up and where they possibly came from. Like, let's say you put a couple workouts too close together and your food wasn't quite right over here and you didn't sleep good. And next thing you know, you're having a whole bad week. Well, you can kind of see where it started. So that's what we'll do for now. And we're going to move forward. Deerfield starts next month, so that should be fun. That's all I have for this morning. I'm going to try and get another one in Saturday morning and sort of go maybe break down different heart rates as far as how they pertain to you. Not everybody is going to be the same. Hard intensity for me, hard intensity for you might be night and day different. So we're going to figure that out. So until next time, stay sharp, Keep a tight shot, group, and rock on.